approval of a $60,000 grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration, and related to that, an increase in our limitation. And then the second is to ask for retroactive approval of a an additional grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration of approximately $134,000. Let me just quickly go through the chronology here. HRSA awarded Oregon and nine other states grants to study strategies to expand healthcare coverage in October of 2000. In March, HRSA awarded 10 additional states similar grants in March of 2001. In June of 2001, HRSA announced its willingness to allow the 10 original states to carry original grant funds over into the next federal fiscal year, so over October 1st of 2001. We brought this issue to the legislature, the Ways and Means, near the end of the 2001 session. In mid-July of this year, HRSA announced their desire to have the 10 original states, which were one, to submit a second report in March of 2002 when the second wave of states submit their first reports. And basically, they communicated that they would be willing to provide an additional $60,000 in funding for that second report. And we have submitted a grant request to them for this $60,000, and we request retroactive approval for this request. And since it's certain that we would receive this funding, we're asking for an increase in our limitation at the same time. They also announced in mid-July that they would have additional funds for those first 10 states of up to $134,000 per state for these 10 states to pursue additional projects. We have applied for those additional funds, and so we ask for retroactive approval for that grant request. If we're funded, we will be back in November to ask for an increase in our limitation. That funding isn't certain. They're going to evaluate our request in terms of the specific projects we've proposed.
Any questions? Will you be elaborating at some point, John, on the basis of the report, types of information you're going to be including, and that sort of thing?
Mr. Chairman, we are currently working on the first report that's due October 29th. And so we'll be providing that report to the legislature and to LFO towards the end of October. And we'll provide the second report in March. It will be due at the end of March 2002.
And the goal of the report?
The goal of the report is, Mr. Chair, the goal of the report is, frankly, I think HRSA was trying to facilitate better communication between states and the federal government around ideas about health care coverage in Medicaid. I mean, the thrust of our ideas in our report, frankly, is focused on House Bill 2519 and the waiver we're currently working on, and our approach to benefits and benefits flexibility, eligibility flexibility, and flexibility around employer-sponsored insurance and subsidizing employer-sponsored insurance.
Right.
Among the 10 states, we have been the most, I think, interested in the benefits issue.
If there's an opportunity for the legislators to participate or at least be appraised of the process as it goes along, would you be interested in entertaining some input from some of us?
Mr. Chair, absolutely. We're looking forward to, I think, the first session of the waiver application advisory committee is the 19th, and I think there's some legislators on that group, the leadership commission. We are very interested in identifying legislators who would like to know more. I'd love to facilitate that.
Great. Other comments? Very good. Staff, any comments?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. For the record, Sarah Gates, DAS Budget and Management. The DAS recommendation is that you approve the request. I would like to point out that while these are retroactive requests to apply for the grants, the agency did notify the co-chairs in a timely manner for both of the grants.
That is important. Thank you. LFO?
LFO also recommends approval of the request for the very same reasons that the Department of Administrative Services stated.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Minnis moves we approve the retroactive submission of the application to the Health Resources Services Administration for additional funds on an existing grant and increase federal funds expenditure limitation by $60,000 and extend a limited duration position by 8 months for the grant and approve retroactively the 5 applications to HRSA for grants to conduct research on strategies for health care coverage. Any objections? So approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Minnis.
Thank you.
Item 26, Employment Department, Claimant Reemployment Program.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee. I'm Berlina Crosley, the Director for the Oregon Employment Department, and with me is Jan Dean, the Deputy Director. We are here to ask for a change in funding for a package that was just approved by the legislature. And you should have a handout that is coming your way. During the 2001 legislative session, the department received approval to pilot a program called the Claimant Reemployment Program using supplemental administrative funds. And during the legislature, we heard that the federal government, United States Department of Labor, may have funds available for that particular effort, but we did not have the grant information. We indicated that we would come back and shift the funding should that funding become available, and that's exactly what has happened. The Department of Labor has now provided a national funding grant for claimant reemployment programs to all states. The funds may be used to fund the reemployment services to ensure that unemployment insurance claimants get some kind of effort in helping them get back to work. This is a new development with federal funding. The grant requirements are coincidentally, and we thought they would be, very consistent with what the federal grant and the package, to put them side by side, they have now approved our request for those dollars should the legislature approve. The funds are currently available now for Oregon to receive, and they do not require a competitive process, and they also do not require any kind of state match. The agency requests permission to shift funds and some other funds to federal funds for the pilot claimant reemployment package authorized by the legislature in our package 112. The department requests an increase in federal fund expenditures and then a decrease or an unscheduling of $1.4 million, the same amount in those other funds, the supplemental administrative funds. On the back part of your page, we were asked to provide new revised estimates based on the package that was approved. The department had asked for 22 positions for the entire biennium. The legislature, partially because of the type of funding source, decided to approve a 1 year and then return to the legislature for a discussion about whether the program should be expanded. With that, we have now given you revised estimates on 22 FTEs. We would have done 6,500 placements, 11,000 obtained employments, and 17,500 entered employments. And what we did was we got half of the package. And because of the changes in the economy, we have basically half of that, and then we will report back to the legislature in July as requested by our budget narrative. The one area that I would like to point out that we are concerned about meeting, although we will still attempt to do so, is that we were trying to reduce the number of claimants, unemployment insurance claimants, that actually exhaust their claims. But that is, there's a very close parallel with the unemployment rates, which are going up, to the amounts of people that actually do exhaust or spend longer time on an unemployment insurance claim, so we'll be watching those numbers, and we will be reporting that those information as we come back in as well. If you have any questions, I'd be more than glad to answer.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair, yeah, this is unrelated to the request. I had someone bring to my attention that when they call in for job inquiries, that they're asked to provide their social security number before any is that so, or is that just some offices that are doing that?
Mr. Chair and Senator Kleino, for unemployment insurance, it is a requirement that they provide their social security.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. If you're calling in to get a job, find a job.
They should not have to provide that, or they should not be denied services. We often do ask that because on referral, many employers do ask for that information, and we do provide that service to the employers, but they should be not denied access if they do refuse. And if they have been, I would like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, the person that called my office was saying that, you know, that first thing they were asked was, what's your social security number? And we said, well, do we have to give that now? And then they said, yes, you have to give that before we can provide you any information about jobs. So
okay.
I said, I don't think that's correct.
I don't think that that's correct, and I would like to know more about that.
Okay.
Thank
you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions? Just really briefly, the CDEF money, is that employers from the federal source, so to speak, or is that a state source of dollars?
That is a state source of dollars. It was an actual first charge on employers, which is an additional amount that is invested in this state. It's a large amount of funds that is invested by the state treasurer, and then the interest on that is called supplemental administrative funds, and that can be used for employment department programs, primarily the unemployment insurance and employment.
I guess I put a pitch in. That was sort of my recollection from a few biennia ago, but just put a pitch in that, and not necessarily have to use this for other resources. You know, if there's an opportunity to lower that surcharge in the future, that would be something worthwhile pursuing, I think, for employers.
Mr. Chair, to your point, we have not had a surcharge for now many years. We have actually had that interest
the fund.
Amount, yes, and we're just living off of that fund.
Good. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Once again, Sarah Gates, DAS Budget and Management. We recommend that you approve the request.
LFO.
John Britton for LFO. We recommend that we increase the federal funds expenditure limitation by $1,416,702. This is a bit higher than what they've asked for. When I talk to them about what the actual grant is expected to be, it is a bit higher than the 1.4. And we recommend that you request the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule 1303935 of other funds expenditure limitation and 112767 of the federal funds limitation. What's going on here is that the Department of Administrative Services has already unscheduled 600,000 of this particular package that was approved by the assembly, and if we go to the 1.4 of unscheduling, we've actually unscheduled more than this package has limitation in it. This recommendation would essentially unschedule all of the other funds in this package.